Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon. It's March 6th, and I'm here to tell you guys about some interesting things coming up in the week ahead, and I'm going to try not to cough on you too much. I'm still battling the cough. Gosh darn it. But it's getting so much better, so that's the good news. All right, so, you know, it's complicated, and what I was going to tell you guys to do, anybody that really is using this information to really figure some things out and plan some things coming up, I would definitely ask you guys to get a pen and paper. I'm going to give you a series of dates that then later after the show you can sit and look at. And I love this kind of stuff with astrology. It really gives you an idea of the cycles and how they affect our life. So if you would like that, I guess you could just keep listening to the show over and over. Be easier if you just write it down. Excuse me. So, so if you guys want a second to go get a pencil and paper so you can jot down some of these dates and really look at how each time this has come up, it's had a very specific impact on your life, then I think you might find that very interesting. So when we're looking at this week ahead, there are two different divergent things happening. We have the outer planet Saturn, which is the limiter, the container in our life. It is trying to put some structure around things. It's trying to end something for good, or it's trying to get you to commit long-term and take on more responsibilities. It's very ambitious. It's a very serious planet. It's going to be very active in the week ahead. Well, it's going to have two high points for you guys. And so I want to draw your attention to what those are going to be and what they're going to be about for everybody. And then the other thing that's going on is that Jupiter, the other major outer body planet, and the end of the line with the ancient astrologers, with Jupiter and Saturn, Jupiter is kind of the opposite. While Saturn tries to contain and limit and make you face reality, Jupiter tries to give you growth and pushes you into adventures and pushes you outside of your shell and tries to bring some luck and prosperity and happiness into your life. So it really wants you to expand your horizons. And Jupiter is extremely important in this week ahead and why I'm going to ask you guys to write down a few things as we look at it. So I'm going to start with the Sirius energy first and get that out of the way, and then we'll talk about all this big stuff that Jupiter is about to do. When we look at Saturn in this week ahead, there are going to be 2 days that stand out. Tuesday, the 11th. And on Tuesday, the 11th, Mercury is going to square Saturn. Now, what's the big deal about this? Okay, there's a couple things I want to point out. It happens at 2:14 in the morning, East Coast time. So technically, this is a late Monday night thing for the West Coasters. And because we a lot of times feel this stuff, it really hits us as it's building to its peak moment. A lot of people are going to get this happening to them on Monday. So I really want you to kind of circle Monday, Tuesday on the calendar. These 2 days will be focused on this Mercury-Saturn square. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, with this Mercury-Saturn square, this is the third Mercury-Saturn square of a three-chapter story. So you guys want to look back to January 25th, the very first time. It was over that weekend that Mercury and Saturn squared for the first time. And then Mercury went retrograde, and it backed over the same degree and squared Saturn again on February 19th. And now, this coming week on Tuesday, March 11th, Mercury will finish the story as it squares Saturn. So, with Mercury, as everybody knows, so most of you guys listening know, I would assume, that Mercury is all about our decisions and the communication. So the talks we need to have, or we had starting back in January 25th, might have been some information that was imparted to you at that time. Could have been an offer that was put forth to you and then kind of went back and forth. Could have been about meetings that you got involved with. It could have been about agreements that you were trying to get signed or negotiated. Could have been about a sale that, again, was kind of, moving forward, then back, and then forward. Definitely focuses in on our mind, what we're thinking about, and our decision-making. And so if you want to kind of plot back on your Facebook page or your diary or however you keep track of your life on, what was really on your mind and on the table back on January 25th and February 19th, then now on Tuesday the 11th, the final chapter comes. Now, a square to Saturn, what does this mean? Excuse me. It means, that there is that we're being challenged here. We're being challenged to either step up and be more ambitious, take on more responsibility, push that learning curve a little bit harder, to really make those endings or commitments very clear, or to, take on more responsibility or deal with somebody in authority position. Or we're really trying to overcome an obstacle. There could be some kind of big no in your path or a limit that you're trying to get around. Or you're just trying to get your mind around, something is not, it's just not what you thought it was. Or it's not going to go the direction you thought. Or that information you got, you really need to kind of hunker down and you needed some time to live with it. So, again, by March 11th, Tuesday, March 11th, and I also want to say Monday the 10th, Tuesday the 11th, this Mercury-Saturn square combines. Every time we have Saturn issues, which I'm so over myself, I don't know about you guys, I'm so over it, but the Saturn issues are in Scorpio, so this means that this is either going to be focused in on something financial, the loan, the debt, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the alimony, the child support, commissions, royalties, insurance, taxes, partners, money, investments, blah, 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 whatever that financial thing is for you. Or on the personal side of life, in Scorpio, we have rulership of your sex life or your sexual attractions, triangles that might pop up around it, any kind of power or energy around it, reproductive needs, a birth, mortality issues, or a divorce. So, pick and choose. I'm sure you know the thread of your own story as you look at that. And just know that you're going to get that final big push over the hump of whatever choice you're trying to make or whatever information you're trying to decipher between Monday the 10th and Tuesday the 11th of March. Then on Thursday, next Thursday, in the earlier part of the day, I believe, it's around 5 in East Coast, 3 Pacific Coast, the sun is going to trine Saturn. This is nice. This means that whatever that you're really hammering out at the first of the week, by Thursday, the solar energy is moving into a harmonious alignment with that. So I think you're going to feel really good about yourself, whether that was a commitment you made or an ending that you finally felt brave enough to do or whatever that Saturn theme was for you. The sun is putting you in a very strong solar position to feel like, okay, now here I am. Now I'm aligned with this in a way that works for me. Now I'm being respected, or now my image or my personal presence in the situation is working, or my name on the dotted line or my identity in the matter is aligned in an appropriate way for me. So, knowing that, I would just say toe the line and do what you need to do on Monday, Tuesday. It's your last big push with this theme and that particular planet, and by Thursday you should be feeling stronger about it. Okay. So let's look at the Jupiter energy. Today, Jupiter went direct. Jupiter went direct at 5:42 a.m. this morning, March 6th, at 2:42 a.m. Pacific Coast. and is now finally going to really start to move things ahead in our lives where Jupiter's playing. And so, yeah, some of you guys that listen again, you know that Jupiter is in a sign once every 12 years approximately. So this, it's been a long time since we had Jupiter in Cancer, and it's been retrograde since November, and now all of a sudden today it starts to move forward. Each day that passes, it's gathering speed, and it's going to start to really pick up as it gets past its retrograde shadow. So we have from today until July 16th, as Jupiter is going to spend the last of his time going through the rest of the sign of Cancer. And this is a really important time for all of us to get real about what it is that we really want to see happen when it comes to Cancer themes. So, you know, what about what's going on in your home? What's going on with a property or a real estate interest? What's going on with family, a parent or a roommate? What's going on with a move or a renovation? What's going on with your land or your sense of security and your foundations in life? What's going on involving your history or early childhood issues? What's going on with the country as America is a Cancer sign? Excuse me. So we are zooming ahead. Jupiter is going to be doing everything it can to open these doors. This is where I was going to tell you guys to write down this series of dates if you're interested in kind of learning how these cycles affect you. I'm going to go back and give you the times when Jupiter was in Cancer. I'm not going to go, you know, back 100 years, but I'm going to start in the 50s, okay? So between May of 1954 and June of 1955, Jupiter was in Cancer. Then again, in September of 1965 until September of 1966. That's September 1965 to September 1966. Then again, in August 1977 to September 1978. Finally, well, no, there's two more, sorry. Then in July of 1989 to August of 1990. And the last one was July of 2001 to August of 2002. So even if we go back, in a, you know, we're looking at this one that's happening now, right? And we're saying, okay, so what's the deal? Well, you know, if I look back at this stuff, it's, you know, if I go back into the 60s dates, my parents had moved from way out in the boondocks in the countryside of rural Ohio into a town and, you know, started the whole, you know, family life kind of thing, introducing what was going to come in my small town. The one that happened 77 to 78, they moved from the house that they were renting and bought their first house, and we all moved in with them. The one from 1989 to 90, I left Ohio and went out to Los Angeles for the very first time and started my life out there, my own home out there. 2001 to 2002, I started tearing down that situation and went through my divorce and started changing my life in another direction where I lived and who I was living with. So what I can say to you guys is, you know, I don't know if you, I'm a Cancer, so obviously it hits me pretty personally, but, you know, you may have seen an impact in different areas of your life. I'll talk about which area of each, you know, sign it's going to affect the strongest, you know, and you can look back at that cycle and maybe it will give you a heads up of what you want to take advantage of coming up in this next few months until Jupiter exits Cancer in July, and what you want to sidestep as best you can. After it leaves in July, it's not going to come back for 12 more years, so it is an important time. And why it's so important this week, first of all, like I said, Jupiter is just finally direct, so we're really now pushing this big last push with these themes. But here's what's happening. On Monday, the 10th of March, there's going to be a configuration involving the moon and Jupiter, and it is going to activate the cross that is coming up. And what is going to happen because of this is I want you guys to be extremely aware of where your emotions lie, what you need emotionally, what you need in those cancer themes of your life on Monday. Look at absolutely everything that is happening on Monday, because it is a little tiny mini version, almost identical mini version of a huge event that is going to pretty much change everything around April 20th. We're going to have a build to that. We're going to have a few days after that. But April 20th, Jupiter is going to come straight up and run into the square to Uranus, and it's going to oppose Pluto, and everything changes. Everything changes. And so that makes this week really important because it's a blueprint. And I would just suggest that because it gives you, you know, the whole rest of this month, another, you know, 21 days in this month, and then 20 days in April, it gives you some prep time to do whatever it is you feel like you need to do to get ready for all of this. So on Monday, again, we're looking at home, real estate, moves, renovations, family, parent, roommate, security needs, and Jupiter playing out there. So is there something legal that you need to take care of? Is there something foreign, or do you need to take a trip to deal with some of this? Is there something educational? Are you trying to learn something here, or are you trying to teach what you know? Is there something in media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity that is based around all of this that you need to focus in on? Is there a wedding that's about to change things? Is there a religious or political side to these things for you? Those are Jupiter themes, and they're tying into this rooted part of our chart. So on Monday, you're paying very close attention to what's going on there. And as it bumps Uranus, everybody's personal need to either break free or do something their own way, an original concept or their own, you know, quirky approach to something, or somebody's sudden change, sudden, you know, new direction that they feel like they need to set off on, or some kind of innovation. It's a very personal thing that the square to Uranus is going to bring up for everybody. You need what you need. You know what you need. You know who you are. It may kind of, it can be something that shakes you up and you weren't expecting. And if so, again, this is why astrology is useful. We all have free will. We all manifest our highest energy, but we are also navigating what the energy is. So if you know what the energy is, you can move towards the high and try to avoid the low. And, you know, so if something takes you by surprise, if there's a shock or a change that you didn't expect on Monday, make your plans accordingly. It's going to get 1,000 times fold bigger by April 20th, and you will definitely be, what you're feeling on Monday or what you're assimilating on Monday is going to be happening and changing your world by, you know, the third week of April. The other energy involved on Monday is this moon and Jupiter opposing Pluto in Capricorn. So here you're looking at major goals in your life, the direction your life is taking, possibly your career or power people you deal with, like the boss, the parent, the judge. There could be somebody significant here. And again, Pluto is a change agent, but it's a very deep, transformative change agent. So there's something heavy there, or there's something powerful that is evolving and changing around those themes as well. So that's our Monday, and when we get to, you know, April 20th, it all goes a little wacky-doodle. So, and then we are all going to get a real breather through the summer. Thank you, hallelujah, and yes, praise the stars, or whatever else you want to praise. All right, so let's let Zoe take a sip of water here, and we will start looking at the signs. Okay. For Aries, when we look at this Saturn energy on Monday, building up to it, and Tuesday during the day, Mercury squaring Saturn for you means you need to either really think about and make some choices about your aspirations, or you need to deal with some communications involving a friend, a group, what's going on the internet. Maybe you have a tie into astrology or a charity or some kind of big social networking thing, or there's something involving your freedom or, something original of yours. And, again, think back to January 25th, February 19th, now this is the last chapter, and there's the Saturn thing is making you either draw a line in the sand and end something or commit to something or push your ambitions and your leadership even more, and that will play out around some kind of shared financial arena or sexual attractions and intrigues, third-party situations, or divorce. So you do want to be communicative, and you do want to write things up and look at what you need to deal with and get serious about it. By Thursday, you should be in a much better position as far as the financial, sexual, divorce, third-party situations and all that. It really puts you into an ability to either retreat and rest and get some space for yourself, or it's going to thrust you into the spotlight when it comes to your artistic talents and abilities, something spiritual evolving. It could also put you in a good place dealing with institutions or research or even a little romantic getaway. When we look at Jupiter for Aries, Jupiter is now going forward in your, you know, home arena. So this is the time from now to July 16th, and in this week ahead, it's really important to focus on what happens on Monday when it comes to your house, real estate, your family, a parent, a roommate, a move, a renovation, your security needs, your history, your childhood issues, and how you're feeling about breaking out of that that mold or freeing yourself in some way or making a personal change. There could be something about your identity or your name or your image that you're, you know, shaking things up with, or something's just going to come at you out of the blue that you weren't expecting, and your feelings will get amped up about it. And so pay attention to what it is, because by April 20th, it becomes a major thing. And the other energy involved in that on Monday is going to involve either your reputation, your fame, your career, your goals, or dealings with those authorities like the parent, the boss, the judge. It's really an energy that's way out there in the spotlight. And, again, really taking your leadership abilities and making any changes that need to be made at this point. For Taurus, Taurus, sorry, I just can't kick it yet. I'm kicking it, though. I'm kicking it. Positive mental attitude here. For Taurus, Mercury squaring Saturn, Monday as it builds up and Tuesday as it perfects, make those two very important days when it comes to the decisions you're making, the talks you're having, the agreements you're signing, the sales that are happening, any writing or meetings or talks that focus in on career, that focus in on your big personal goals, that focus in on dealing with authorities, the judge, the parent, the boss. And it could also involve your reputation or status or fame. So it's definitely a day where you're kind of looking at the direction of your life, and you're meeting that challenge with Saturn, and it involves key relationships. So there could be one or several different key individuals in this scenario for you. The idea of who these people would be a marriage partner or a business partner, an agent, attorney, a specialist, a client, an opponent or competitor. And so, again, you look back January 25th and then February 19th, and here you are on Monday the 10th and Tuesday the 11th, and you are at the third and final obstacle or challenge to move things forward. So take it seriously. Know that by Thursday the 13th, your solar energy aligns in a very positive way with what's happening via these other people. Or what happened, and it's putting you in a position that you feel strong about your aspirations or some kind of connection with the friend, the group, the internet, the charity, or any of those themes. When we look at Jupiter for Taurus, Jupiter has been really kind of trying to open up your mind and really trying to get you to, Tauruses can be very fixed and stubborn signs. It's what makes them so strong, because they, you know, they grab hold and they don't let go of something, and they build it slowly and steadily. But they have a harder time with change than some of the other signs. And so Jupiter moving through your mental processes since July of last year until July of this year, it's a huge opening for you. It's trying to say it's okay, you're protected. You can can make some big decisions. You can sign some agreements. You can deal with some big sales. You can do something big with your writing or your ideas. You can have some big talks or meetings. And it can also really put a spotlight on your community activities, what's going on in your neighborhood and how you interact. It can do, it can open things up for you through short trips to nearby places. And it can also, if there's anything that you want to mend or expand upon involving your brother, your sister, your neighbor, or your vehicle's transportation and electronics, then this is favored as well. So as of today, March 6th, Jupiter is finally going direct. It is going to be pushing you to make some really big choices and to field some big offers and to move all these themes forward between now and July 16th. They will have Jupiter themes to them, so there will be something, you know, maybe legal or media or travel or educational or wedding or political or religious in the mix. And Monday becomes that primo day for you when you're really going to see emotions amped up over whatever the big theme is for you. You may have a couple, or maybe you have a lot, you know. There's definitely one that's a big one out of those. And on Monday, emotions get pushed over this topic. And what ties into is your need to either break free or express something unique about yourself. And the place that that's playing out in is the romance department, the artistic department, the spiritual department, or breaking free of feeling like you've been isolated or held back or kept in kind of a space that is unseen or has some kind of karmic ramifications that you're ready to exit. And it also may, for some Tauruses, be focusing in on hospitals or other institutions, some kind of healing, some kind of, you know, sudden need to do something about something there. And then the Pluto energy that's involved on Monday is going to be pointing out anything again that is deeply changing and evolving that has a lot of power behind it, probably, again, some kind of financial ramification or impact on your intimate life that is playing out through legal channels, through travel plans or foreign interests, through educational pursuits, through media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, and publicity, through weddings or politics and religion. So it's just important to watch what you're feeling and what, you know, buttons get pushed on Monday, because, again, like for every sign, this is going to go from something that you're emotionally ruminating over and doing what you can to overcome to a huge event by April 20th, and so you want to be prepared for that and notice what it is that you still need to deal with. For Gemini, the Mercury-Saturn square on Monday the 10th as it builds and Tuesday the 11th as it is exact is going to be asking that you look back at January 25th and then February 19th and see what you were talking about, what the offers were, the agreements, the decisions, the writing, the meetings, the sales, whatever was going on strong in your ninth house. So for Gemini, that's a focus on legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, wedding, political, or religious themes. Those are all the higher-minded, expansive parts of life. And so when we get to Monday, Tuesday of this week ahead, again, there's that talk or that offer or that decision that you're really being pushed to get serious about. And, you know, you need to either draw a line in the sand, set some limits, some boundaries, mark an ending, or make some kind of real solid commitment and take on more responsibilities and look at your ambitions in the situation. And where Saturn sits for Gemini, this is either playing out around health matters, work situations, could be with coworkers or people you hire as well, paperwork that needs to be dealt with, or something going on with your animals. So get serious about it. When we get to Thursday the 13th, the sun aligns and puts you up in the spotlight, up in the midheaven of the chart. So all of a sudden, you're kind of in a really good position either to reach goals, tied back into that work health, paperwork, or animal situation. Or you can deal positively with that authority figure, that parent, boss, judge, or whoever else is in the mix, and further career ambitions if that's part of it for you. When we look at Jupiter for Gemini, Jupiter went direct today, March 6th, and it is now moving forward for you, and this is a really big push for you guys to make money. This is your income part of your life, and it's also about you guys spending, so you want to definitely, that's going to get bigger too if you let it. There's a lot of luck to the purchases and the income flow right now for you guys. Just make sure you're keeping it in balance. And it's also about your personal possessions. You might be doing something big with some possessions. And it's also about, you know, setting your life up so that you're valued in a way that it makes you happier or more prosperous. So starting today and picking up steam as it moves along all the way to July 16th, this is your biggest window in 12 years. So you definitely want to look at the Jupiter themes here. Can you make something legal? Can you market it better or get into the broadcasting of it? Or can you publish it? Or can you learn something or teach something or travel for this? So, you know, think about how you can make money or deal with possessions or feel more valued through that. And when we get to Monday, that's that big T-square happening, which is going to be pushing you guys really hard to look at, you know, what can you kind of shake things up about over those themes? How can you break away? How can you, shine your original light when it comes to your true aspirations, something that's just really unique about you? Is there a need to break away what you're doing to make money right now to find something that's more in sync with you? Weigh what that possibility would be. Try to find, you know, start looking while you still have employment and make it a smooth transition. But there may be some kind of sudden need to move in a new direction. Or do you want to introduce something, you know, around your income or purchasing power or possessions? Here in this part of the chart, it also could tie in with a friend or a group affiliation or what you're doing online or with astrology or charities or social networking. So there may be something you can kind of do spontaneously or differently that will change things when it comes to that money flow or the possessions. And the Pluto energy is saying that there needs to be a balance here with the outside financial flow, the credit cards, the debt, the loans, the inheritance, the bankruptcy, the insurance, the taxes, the alimony, child support, whatever, the investments, whatever that financial flow is. For you guys that are not having a strong financial context, the personal side of that Pluto energy would mean that there needs to be a balance with the sexual attractions going on, the divorce or the triangle third-party situation. So, again, Monday is significant because it's a mini version of what's going to really happen by the 20th in a very big, profound way that changes the course for the next 12 years. So you do want to pay attention to what's coming up and start to plot your course accordingly. For Cancer, the Mercury-Saturn square that happens on Monday the 10th into Tuesday the 11th is going to ask you guys to really get in there about your decisions, the offers, the agreements, the sales, the writing, the meetings and talks, and putting your name to the paper, whatever it is you need to do to come to terms over some big financial picture. So, you know, again, loans, debt, inheritance, bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, alimony, child support, investments, commissions, your partner's money, whatever your financial situation is, you'll know it when you're hearing the show. Monday and Tuesday are really important to make some choices or to deal with the information that you get that adds something to that story. Again, look back to January 25th, that weekend, and February 19th, this is your third and final getting over that obstacle or challenging yourself to do something about what's going on. And Saturn is focusing the serious side of this on either how creative projects are flowing around this, how your love life is going around this, how children are being affected by this, or what your recreational needs are in the mix. And so, again, you want ideas about what this is about, look back to those past two dates and make sure that you really do get serious about this on Monday and Tuesday. By Thursday, the solar energy comes up to align with that love, fun, child, and creative part of your life, putting you in a really positive position through planning a trip or doing something legal or pushing the media or the educational pursuits or the wedding plans ahead. Very solid, very supportive energy that allows you to shine in a good way here. When we look at, we're looking at Jupiter going direct for Cancer. It's a really big deal. You know, everybody hosts Jupiter 1 year out of 12, and Cancer has been hosting this sign. And so, you know, today Jupiter moved direct, and now you're in this last sprint from now until July 16th, and then Jupiter doesn't come back to your sign for 12 more years. So this is a huge expansion for you personally. It has to do with who you are, who you think you are, how the world sees you, how you see yourself. It has to do with your body. So, you know, moving in a direction that would make you happier or put you on a more expansive timeline physically is indicated. It has to do with your identity, your name or your title. And so that we're trying to push that out into some direction that could, you know, bring some kind of growth to your life or happiness or prosperity. It has to do with your image and your brand. So if there's some kind of, you know, big thing you want to do about that, this is your big time to do it. And again, as with every sign, Jupiter themes are involved. So you're looking at, is there something legal I need to do for my identity or my body or myself? Is there something that will, you know, open something up for me that has to do with travel or education or media, marketing, broadcasting, publicity, publishing, or a wedding, or politics or religion? So Cancers are really starting to feel that very slowly now, but as the days go by, it's going to be picking up momentum. And Monday is that key day, Monday the 10th, because you're going to get that microcosm of the major impact that's going to happen by April 20th. And so, again, you need to look at what it is about you, your needs, your body, your image, your name, brand, identity, title. And you need to look at something sudden or changing or exciting or original that is playing out in your 10th house tied into this on Monday. So there's going to be some kind of shakeup or excitement around career or a major goal or a parent or a boss or a judge, or some other kind of authority figure. And so pay attention to what is kind of going in some different crazy way on Monday when it comes to that, or exciting way. And then the Pluto opposition for Cancer says that there is a very big big situation involving either a romantic partner or business partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, a client, a competitor, an opponent. One key relationship is evolving very powerfully. There could be a big triangle playing out or third-party situation playing out here as you're trying to move who you are and what you need forward. Yeah, I think that's all I got for you. excuse me, I got to take a drink. Okay, for Leo. Leo, Mercury squaring Saturn on Monday building up and Tuesday perfected is hearkening back to the information or conversation or decision that was going on starting back on January 25th and then reviewing it again back on February 19th. And now here we are, March 10th and 11th. Next Monday and Tuesday, and you're getting this final chapter. And so Mercury is really saying that you need to make a decision or field an offer or come to terms, sign an agreement, make a sale, do something about writing or a meeting or a talk or decision that involves a key relationship. So for Leo, look to your romantic partners, your business partners, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, opponents, competitors, and really try to see what you need to get real about. Do you need to mark an ending? Do you need to set some limits or boundaries? Do you need to structure things differently? Do you need to commit long term? Do you need to get responsible and ambitious over how this is playing out with them? The topic that's in the mix there for Leo is your home environment, where you live, who you live with, any renovations or moves that are part of the topic, anything involving real estate deals, or also anything involving family, parents, or roommate situations. And so take it seriously. And by Thursday the 13th, the solar energy aligns with Saturn. So whatever's going on around that home, property, family, you know, arena, now you're in a very strong position. You're in a very supported position here that has some kind of financial connotation or some kind of sexual interest that is working for you, or some kind of positive alignment with divorce or that third-party situation. So, you know, do the hard stuff on Monday, Tuesday, and reap the rewards on Thursday. when we look at Jupiter, Jupiter is now direct for Leo as of today, March 6th. Jupiter is going to speed through the rest of Cancer by July 16th. You guys are getting the biggest push you've ever had in 12 years to really open something up, have some growth that is going to help you kind of continue to evolve and to find more happiness and prosperity through your mystical, magical, karmic 12th house. It's a very complicated arena for Leo. A lot of what may be happening that's beneficial for you is just kind of magically happening or happening outside of your control. However, you can focus in on these areas. This is the area of all artistry, so if you're interested in film or music or poetry or dance or painting or whatever that artistic pursuit might be for you, you're now going to start to see momentum start to gather and grow for you, and you do want to look at what you can do. This is also the area of your spiritual path, so if you want to start to get back into the yoga or the meditation or, you know, check in with your with Mother Nature, or if you're interested in magic or your psychic abilities, you know, this can be a big, profound time for you know, growing those. This is also a very important time for hospitals or any other institution. You can definitely take things forward with what's going on there. You have some protection and luck around you with that. It's good for healing. It's good for research and investigations. And it's also a time where there may be some kind of romance that's secret, a clandestine romance or a romantic getaway that is really taking on a lot of trajectory during these months ahead and meant to kind of open up your world in some way. So as we look at this week ahead, Monday is the day when we're going to have this big square over these themes. You want to pay particular attention to what's coming up for you. Uranus is going to be trying to shake the tree through legal matters, travel plans, foreign interests, educational pursuits, media, publicity, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, wedding plans, politics or religion. So somehow that's going to be impacting whatever it is that you're trying to grow here in these Jupiter areas. And Pluto is going to be opposing, and so you're looking at the big, deep, intense changes, the profound evolution that's going on tied to your work, or that's going on tied to your health, or that involves paperwork, or that involves animals, or the environment, or coworkers, or people you hire. So expect all of this to become a very intense thing on Monday, and jot down everything that you notice, because by April 20th, we see event situations occurring around all of this. For Virgo, the Mercury square Saturn energy for you guys on Monday the 10th and building and perfected on Tuesday the 11th is hearkening back for you guys like everyone else. Look back to January 25th and the days surrounding that. Look back to February. I'm sorry, you guys. Hold on. Look back to February 19th. And now here you are for the final chapter for dealing with information that's going to come at you, or a decision that you're ready to make, or some meeting or talk or agreement or sale or something in writing that's coming across your path. And for Virgo, it's focused on your job, or it's focused with a coworker or a person you hire, or it's focused on paperwork. And if it's out of the work scenario, it's focused on health and what you're doing about health situations or your animals. And so the Saturn square means that it just takes that agreement, decision, offer, news, writing, sale, meeting, talk to an extremely more serious level. Some Virgos may see that this is tying in with something involving their brother, sister, neighbor, vehicles, or electronics. That's possible. And, you know, look to ways to either mark endings, draw some lines and set some boundaries, commit long-term, take on more responsibility, balance karmic energy, whatever's going on there. It's a serious day. By Thursday, well, 2 days. By Thursday the 13th, whatever's going on in these situations, the solar energy moves into your relationship zone. So now all of a sudden you're in a very strong position when it comes to a partner or an agent or an attorney or a specialist or a client or a competitor or opponent, and you can kind of take the lead and stand out, and you should be happy with what you can achieve on that day due to what you did on Monday, Tuesday. when we look at the Jupiter information for Virgo, Jupiter went direct today, March 6th, and it is now going to push ahead for you guys to really hopefully get you out there into some better growth, some happiness and prosperity between now and July 16th. That has to do with your personal aspirations. What is it you really dream of? What do you want? There's never been a better time in 12 years. There will never be a better time in the next 12 years for you to really think about what is your dream in life and then do something about it. It's playing out in the social field for you. So there is a lot of luck and support and growth that can come through friendships. You may make a great new friend. There may be something that's opening up with a friend. It can come through group affiliations or groups you start. It can come through what you do on the internet. It can come through astrology or charities. It can come through social networking and gatherings and parties and events. It can come through your personal freedom, your independence, your unique and quirky and original take on things, your inventions. And so these things are favored hugely, and you're going to come up to Monday the 10th, and there is going to be this emotional push or obstacle over these themes for you. And it's really important to look at each and everything that plays out, because it's a tiny version of what's about to become a real event by April 20th. And so on Monday, you're looking at those Jupiter themes of yours, and you're looking at Uranus kind of breaking away and trying to shake things up, or bring or some kind of sudden change or awakening that's playing out in your eighth house, which means there's some big financial thing tied into all this: a loan, an inheritance, a bankruptcy, insurance, taxes, alimony, child support, commissions, investments, or there's something in the personal side of the Scorpio part of your chart, which is something sexual, reproductive, a mortality issue or a divorce that's going to kind of shake that tree. And then Pluto in opposition says that you need to look at the balance here that involves your creative projects, your lover or love life, your children, or your recreational needs. And so, again, whatever is all tied up in all of that, I'd sit and make a list and get serious about what you need to take care of so April 20th doesn't take you by surprise, so that you're moving towards that. For Libra, Mercury squaring Saturn Monday the 10th, building into Tuesday the 11th, is going to be asking you to go back and look at the first and second chapter. When first happened on January 25th, second on February 19th, and now here you are, March 10th and 11th, the final say or the final offer or information or decision or agreement or sale or writing, something in that Mercury field. And for Libra, it's focused on your love life or a child or children in general, or it's focused on a creative project, or it's focused on your recreational needs. So, you know, you're going to be in those talks or dealing with that information or coming to some big decision, and it's pushing against Saturn in that square to Saturn. So it really wants you to get real. It wants you to end something or structure something or define it, limit it, deal with limits, or it wants you to commit long-term, take on more responsibility, get ambitious, and all of that plays out for Libra in their income zone, or feeling valued, or dealing with purchases or possessions. So pay attention to what comes up on Tuesday, do what you can, and by Thursday, the money flow, the possessions, the purchases, and your value, you're seeing the solar energy move into a positive alignment for you that puts you out there in the spotlight when it comes to your job or the paperwork that's involved or the health situation or the pets or environmental concerns, in a very solid day for you guys. When we look at Jupiter going direct. Jupiter's been in a slowed down position for Libra since November in their career midheaven, and when it comes to their real big goals in life or the direction their life's heading, when it comes to their reputation or fame or status, and when it comes to those authority figures in their life, their boss, their parent, the judge, or somebody like that. And so now here we are at March 6th, Jupiter turned direct today, and from now till July 16th, you guys are going to get the biggest push for some kind of growth opportunity in these areas that you've had in 12 years. Or that you will have again in 12 years. So it's a very important time for you guys. This is a pinnacle part of your chart. So set your goals high. Look to the Jupiter themes. Is there something I need to do that's legal or travel-oriented or in the media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, or educationally, did I say that already? I don't know. Or with weddings or with politics or religion. See what you can do to start to move those things forward. And you're going to pay special attention to Monday when the emotional, cross is kind of gearing up in a big way over those themes, and it's going to give you an enormous roadmap to what is going to be event-oriented by April 20th. And so for Libra, again, goals, ambitions, career, status, parents, boss, judge, or other authority figures. And we're looking at Uranus here, and you know that means for you guys some kind of sudden breaking away or change or excitement and awakening or shakeup tied to a partner or an agent or an attorney or a specialist or a client or a competitor or opponent. And Pluto in opposition means that there's a very tremendously deep transformational change tied in on Monday that focuses on your home, your a move, a renovation, real estate deals, family, roommate situation, or parent. So you guys definitely want to pay attention and start to do what is going to be necessary to further those ambitions to the big peak in April 20th, or to deal with any obstacles or crises now so that it's not such a big deal by April 20th. And that's it for Libra. For Scorpio, the Mercury square Saturn that builds on Monday and is perfected on Tuesday, Monday the 10th and Tuesday the 11th, are going to really ask you guys to look back what was going on the weekend of January 25th and what was going on February 19th. Here's your third and final chapter to get over this hurdle or to push the ambition through or to deal with the no or the limit or whatever's going on. So for Scorpio, Mercury is saying that there's some information here or an agreement or a sale or news or writing or meeting or talk that or a decision that needs to focus in on your home environment, who you live with, a real estate deal, a move, a renovation, your family, a parent, a roommate. So whatever's going on there, this is your kind of last big push over this. And butting up against Saturn, Saturn happens to be in your sign. So it's going to push you, either push you physically or it's going to push you over issues that have to do with your name, your title, your identity, your personal needs, your ego, your brand, or your image. And again, Saturn wants commitments, responsibility, ambition, or limits, endings, and boundaries. So you look at what you can do to make this right for you. And by Thursday the 13th, we are looking at the sun moving into a positive alignment for that Saturn in your sign energy. So this is going to align positively to the serious side of what you're doing for your body, image, name, title, brand, image, I said image, and personal needs. And so the solar energy is playing out in your creative field, so you might really be out there in the spotlight with a creative project. It's also playing out in your love life, so there may be a potential for you to step into some kind of loving situation on that day. It's playing out with children, so you may be at the helm with the kids, or recreationally. All of these things should be solid and support what it is you want and how what you're doing. For Jupiter going direct today, March 6th, for Scorpio, this is your last big push through Cancer between now and July 16th. And so, you know, you won't have this big of expansive energy helping you broaden your horizons here for another 12 years. And so it is a very important time. And for Scorpio, it's happening in all those higher-minded arenas. So you really do want to make your list and set your intentions to manifest what this energy is about. And that means that this is one of the best times you're going to have in a long time to set things up that can grow for you in media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity, in educational realms, either learning something new or teaching, in travel, or in connection with foreign people or interest or import-export, in anything legal that you're trying to do to open up your world for the next 12 years, with anything that has to do with a wedding, with anything that has to do with religion or politics. So in all of those arenas, you really are being asked to, you know, step out and do something bigger, and the universe is trying to help that happen for you if you partner with it. And when we look at Monday, you're going to come up against this, you know, mountain of energy all around it, and it's either going to challenge you to push harder, or it's going to be an obstacle that you're going to get real clear about that you need to overcome to get to that. And so for Scorpio, that means that there's going to be some kind of shakeup or change involving health or involving a job or involving a coworker or someone you hire to help or involving paperwork that you're dealing with in this situation or involving animals that you're doing something with or something environmental. And the Pluto energy is saying you need to balance something that is pretty heavy hitting and is about major deep transformation that is coming through an agreement or a sale or in writing or a meeting or talk or an offer or proposal, or there's something here that excuse me, ties into getting doing something locally or through a short trip or with brothers, sisters, neighbors, vehicles, or electronics. So however that ties in for you guys, very specific about the areas that it's activating. This is a mini version of what is actually going to be fairly giantly event-oriented by April 20th. So you do want to take notes and start to get real about what it is you need to jump into it so that you can grow this area of your life. For Sagittarius, Mercury square Saturn, Monday the 10th, building into Tuesday the 11th when it's perfected, is asking that you guys really focus on information, communication, agreements, and sales, any writing that you're involved with, meetings and talks, siblings, neighbors, vehicles, electronics, or a move. It's a lot. And you guys can look back. It's, you know, you had your first big obstacle here January 25th, that weekend, then you had February 19th when it retrograded over it. Now here you are again on Tuesday or Monday, Tuesday, the 10th, 11th of March. And this is the last big push. So, you know, you're looking at a serious choice here, or you're looking at information that you really need to get real about. And the Saturn energy is saying this has to do with something going on that's karmic, something that has to do with retreating in some way, something that ties in with hospitals or other institutions, that involves research, that involves your artistic talents like film, music, art, dance, poetry, that involves your spiritual development, or that ties in with a romantic getaway or clandestine romance. So again, Saturn is saying what needs to end, what needs to have boundaries or be structured better, what do you want to commit to long term, where do you want to shine ambitions here. You're going to be making some serious choices about those themes. So by the time we get to Thursday, you're in a power position. I don't even know if I should say power position. You're just in a very nice spotlight, and you should be noticed and feel like you can take the lead. That will tie into those karmic, institutional, retreative, romantic, artistic, spiritual things that are going on in a serious way. And this puts you there either at home or with a real estate deal or a move or a renovation or with a roommate situation or family or parent. So it should be solid by Thursday. When we look at Jupiter, Jupiter going direct today, March 6th, and speeding through the sign of Cancer by July 16th, this is your last major push to see set some huge goals and really set some things up that you want to see grow over the next 12 years and to open up your world in some way that brings more happiness or more prosperity. And for Sagittarius, this is playing out in the deepest part of your chart. So, you know, on the personal side of your life, this is saying now's the time for you to go for more what's going to make you happy or what's going to bring more prosperity or growth tied into your sexual life. So, you know, whatever that means, if that means, you know, being with somebody different or taking something to the next level with the person you're with, or it means changing something about your attitude towards sex or any kind of sexual dysfunction or issues or learning something new about sex that takes you out there in some great new way, this is a very lucky time for you guys in this area to connect deeply with somebody that's going to bring you more happiness. This is also the part of the chart that rules reproduction and birth. So that can grow over these months ahead. So if that's something you want, focus on it. If it's something you don't want, be protective. It will definitely bring the open door there, okay? I kid you not. I've seen it happen a million times. This is also the area of mortality issues. Do you need to help somebody who's transitioning out of this world and into the next? Do you need to set up something with your, you know, buy cemetery plots? I don't know. What do you do to face mortality? There's a million different things. But it can focus on that, and this is a protected time. This is a growth time to learn about your feelings about these things and to do what you need to do. This is about divorce when that attraction starts to fizzle. So, you know, this is a very expansive time. You can open up your world by finally facing and dealing with the divorce. and then on the financial side of life, this is about all shared financials. So not your income, but your loans, your debt, your inheritance, your bankruptcy, your insurance and taxes and alimony and child support and commissions and royalties and investments and settlements and partners' money. So this is a time where you can actually move forward on these things and try to, you know, open up your world in a better way. Now, Jupiter themes will apply. So as you're looking at intimacy and divorce and financial situations, you know, Jupiter is legal. What do you need to do about that? Or travel and foreign interests, what do you need to do about that? Or media, marketing, publishing, education, weddings, how does this all play in? And Monday, the 10th, is the big day. And so, again, this is a tiny version, emotional version of what's going to actually be hitting a huge life-changing peak by April 20th. So you want to pay attention. You know, what's going on? Is it a sexual thing, a divorce thing, or a big financial thing on the table on Monday? There is Uranus in the mix, which is saying something's going to shake up here or change, or you're going to want to see some excitement here or bring in some kind of original concept here when it comes to your creative needs in this situation or that creative project and what's going on with it. What's going on with your love life or lover or pursuit of love? What's going on with children or what's going on with recreational needs? And then Pluto in the opposition is saying there is something about your own personal income or your possessions or a purchase that it has having a profound effect on the direction of what's going on here. And so, again, look at all the key, you know, details of what's happening and do what it is you need to do so that by April 20th you are in a strong position. For Capricorn, the Mercury square Saturn for Capricorn, starting on Monday the 10th, building up, and then Tuesday the 11th as it perfects, is the third chapter of a story that started back on January 25th when you were first facing any obstacles or challenging yourself to push harder. And then it had a repeat in February 19th as the retrograde took you back over it. And here we are now on the third and final chapter, March 10th and 11th. And so for Capricorn, this is really asking that you make some choices or field some offers or sign some agreements or make a sale or do something in writing or take a meeting or talk or come to that decision involving your income, involving a possession or all your possessions or purchases or being valued in your situation. And the obstacle or challenge here is to Saturn, which means that it ties in with really getting real and serious about your aspirations, ending some or committing long-term to others, structuring things so that those aspirations have solid footing. And it's also about drawing that line in the sand and getting, you know, either marking endings, committing long-term, being ambitious or dealing with those structures when it comes to a friend in the mix or it comes to a group affiliation in the mix or it comes to what you're doing online or it comes to how astrology or charities or social networking is influencing this. There could also be like some kind of gathering or event that you're attending. And so, you know, it's really an important time to get over that last hump. And then by Thursday, the 13th, whatever's going on with the aspiration, friend, group, internet, or other 11th house matter that I mentioned, the solar energy is going to come up and align with that in a very positive way for you, which puts you right in the spotlight when it comes to a meeting or a talk or a decision or an offer or with that agreement or sale or what's going on out there in the local neighborhood or with a sibling or a neighbor or your vehicles or electronics. All this is very supportive, puts you in a really good sight for everybody else to see. So take advantage of that. For the Jupiter going direct today on March 6th, for Capricorn, this is going to be speeding forward now. You've kind of moved a little bit forward. Then you had this long spell since November where you were either going back to past relationships or letting go of them and processing that out of your life or working on what it is that stops you from having true growth and happiness and prosperity with other people. And now, as of today, Jupiter is direct. And Jupiter is going to take you forward into one of the luckiest growth cycles you have for another 12 years or that you've had for the last 12 years, from now until July 16th. So, Capricorn, you really do want to focus in on, you know, what do I want to do about a romantic partner, a business partner, an agent, an attorney, a specialist, an advocate, a client, or all my clients, or more clients, or my audience, or what do I want to do about my competitors or opponents? You are the one with luck here. You're the one with growth here. You're the one that can move some mountains here. So, you know, work with the universe to do what it is you want to set up so that you continue to see growth over the next 12 years. And know in this week ahead that on Monday the 10th, you're going to get into that big cluster of energy, which is either going to present, excuse me, as an obstacle, or it's going to present as you challenging yourself to be more ambitious here when it comes to this key person. And so Uranus is in the mix, which means there's a shakeup or something new and exciting and spontaneous or something changing suddenly or an awakening or some freedom that you want to see in the mix. And it ties in with your house, your living environment, who you live with, your roommates, your family, your parent, or it ties in with real estate deals, renovations, moves, your security needs. So there's a shakeup around that, and there's also an opposition to Pluto, which happens to be in your sign. So there's a deep evolutionary theme behind what's going on Monday. And it really focuses in on how you're personally evolving, physically evolving, how your name, title, status, brand, image is evolving. And so you need to take that into consideration as well as you're looking at these changes. Whatever happens on Monday, it is an emotional version of what is actually going to be a complete change by April 20th. So again, you know, look at who the key players are and what it is that you'd like to do so that you're moving in the direction you would like to see happen. For Aquarius, Mercury squares Saturn on Monday the 10th, and as it builds up, and then Tuesday the 11th as it perfects, is going to be asking that you go back and look at any serious conversations or offers or agreements or sales or writing or meetings or decisions that started back on January 25th and then repeated again back on February 19th, and now here you are at the final obstacle or challenge to yourself to move something ahead. And so Mercury is really saying that the focus here is on you. So it has to do with your body or your name or your title or your identity or your image or your brand or some personal need in the mix. So you're going to really be in there communicating or dealing with information that is around this theme. And Saturn is serious here. Saturn is asking that you get real about your 10th house matters that tie in with this. So there's something about your career or a big life goal or something about your reputation or status or something about an authority figure in the mix, a judge, a boss, a parent. So you want to look at what it is you need and what's going on with you, and then you want to tie it in with what you need to do about these goals or the career or the authority figures, and you want to either end something or you want to set some limits or structure something more soundly, or you want to commit to something long-term and get more responsible and ambitious here. By Thursday the 13th, all those goals, career, you know, authority figures and reputation and all of this – The solid Saturn energy there is now going to align with solar energy for you in a very positive way. This puts you in a spotlight. This helps you take the lead and align with what it is you're trying to do there through making money or money-making opportunities, through what you do with your possessions or purchases, or how you're being valued by Thursday. So you should see some good things coming around by then. And when we look at Jupiter going direct for Aquarius, Jupiter today, March 6th, is direct. It's going to speed through Cancer from now to July 16th. This is your biggest push of a 12-year cycle with luck and growth opportunities and some prosperity potential and happiness potential when it comes to what you do for your job. There's going to be several areas here I'm going to talk to you about. The job's the first one. So, you know, what can you do to grow that job? Do you want to work for yourself? Do you want to go up the ladder at the work that you're at now? Do you want to start a project with a coworker? Do you want to hire somebody to help you with your work and develop it? You know, work is a huge thing for expansion and growth right now, so take advantage of that during these months ahead. It's finally getting unstuck, so or finally letting go of past issues or potential here and really moving you into the future. This is also the area of paperwork. Is there something that needs to be signed that could definitely change your life when it comes to growth and happiness and prosperity? Then you need to look at that. You know, Jupiter rules legal stuff, so you can get a legal counsel to help you review that. It rules foreign interests and media and marketing and education and weddings. You know, there can be something going on here with paperwork involved and all that. Also, this is the area of health. So for Aquarius, this is a huge push. What are your best windows to get your health together? You really can find the right people, the right situations to, you know, tone up, lose weight, to get to a doctor or an acupuncturist or a Reiki healer or a specialist in some way and find the right solution for you, for your personal health, to change your eating habits, your sleeping habits, whatever it is that you can do. This is a wonderful time, so you definitely want to get real about it. And then finally, this is a growth spurt when it comes to animals in your life. Anything your could be your pets, could be something you're doing with an animal charity or anything in between. Also, anything environmental, going green, that's all very lucky and protected right now for you too. So the momentum is going to continue to pick up as the days go by. You're going to start to see these balls rolling, and you can definitely make fabulous strides by July. But in this week, on Monday the 10th, that's a very important day because all that energy on work, paperwork, health, animals, environment, it's going to meet up with some energy that is either going to throw some obstacles in the mix so that you know what they are and you can start to work them out, or it's going to you're going to feel challenged and ambitious and you're going to be pushing things even harder on Monday. So we look at those themes and we say, you know, Uranus is in the mix, so there's going to be some kind of exciting or shocking or sudden information that comes your way that changes things or adds some kind of rebellious or spontaneous element to the situation. You may be changing your mind or you might jump into something suddenly. There could be something random that happens while you're out in your local neighborhood or on a short trip or in a vehicle on the road. There could be something random or crazy that goes on with electronics, with your local activities, your short trips, your neighbors, your siblings. So if that, you know, parlays into what's going on in your life with those work, health, and animal themes and paperwork themes, well, then focus, you know, get ready for what's ever changing and coming up on Monday. And then the opposition to Pluto means that there is something karmic in the mix. There is something profoundly and deeply changing and evolving. It may be going on behind the scenes in secret, and that may come to light. It may be about a romantic getaway or clandestine romance that's evolving. It may be about a hospital or some healing situation. It may be about research or investigations, or it can be about your artistic pursuits like film, music, arts, dance, poetry, or your spiritual pursuits, meditation, yoga, magic, or psychic interests. So, you know, it's all coming together in a grand emotional way on Monday. And whatever comes up, take your notes on it. Note what it is that is changing, evolving. Don't brush it under the carpet. It is going to become huge by April 20th, playing out exactly the same, only with power planets that are meant to really kind of revolutionize your life. For Pisces, Monday the 10th, building up, and then Tuesday the 11th, as it perfects, you have your Mercury-Saturn square. And so, again, like every sign, I'm saying look back to what was, you know, what was the information you got, or what was the offer or the agreement or the decision or the meeting or talk or writing or sale or local thing that was going on for you that came up for you on January 25th and then was reviewed again on February 19th. Now that you're at March 10th, 11th, you're at the final big challenge or the obstacle to overcome here. And so for Pisces, it's focusing in on the karmic and mystical part of your chart. So, you know, the topic is romance and karmic balance or clandestine romance or romantic getaway, or it's art, film, music, your talents, your poetry, dance, whatever that artistic talent is, or it's on your spiritual path, your meditation, yoga, your magic or psychic interest. It's on healing and hospitals, addictions, self-sabotaging tendencies, things that come to you that are completely based on past life connections or situations that you're balancing now. So these are serious talks or information that you're fielding over those themes. And you are now coming up against the Saturn energy again, so it means you need to get real about the ninth house for you. So this means there's something legal that needs to be tended to, or there's travel plans or a foreign interest involved, or there's something media, marketing, publishing, broadcasting, publicity-wise tied into it, or something educational that needs to be dealt with, or there's a wedding that is the topic here tied into all of this, or there's something political or religious tied into it. So get serious. You need to look at the endings that are going to be final, the commitments that are going to be long-term, the ambitions and responsibilities that you're willing to take on, any structuring of things here so that it feels more solid. And by Thursday the 13th, all that legal, travel, educational, media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, wedding, religious, and political themes that Saturn is so serious about are going to be connected to by the solar energy. And the sun just happens to be in your sign, Pisces. So Thursday is a very exceptional day for you to kind of step into an alignment with those themes, to really get your needs met, to feel like you are kind of taking some leadership role here or shining your light in some way that's very positive and supportive. So Thursday should be a good day for you with these things. When we look at Jupiter going direct for Pisces, Jupiter went direct today, March 6th, and Jupiter is going to move ahead through Cancer from today until July 16th, and then Jupiter will exit Cancer and not return for 12 years. So this is the biggest, expansive, lucky, happy building, prosperous building period that you have in your fifth house, and you want to work that. This means that this period can bring the love of your life. You can fall in love, or it can take your love to the next level. Maybe you decide to travel together or get married or make it legal in some other way or broadcast together or learn something together or teach. This is, or it can open you up through those venues to, you know, change something about what's going on with love and the way you approach love. Maybe you need to learn something about the way you handle love when it comes at you. Maybe you need to, you know, I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of things you can think of there. Whatever it is for you, you do have growth and happiness on your side if you trust it and you do the work right now and you partner with it. This is also the area of your creative projects. You could see a very large creative project take off during this time, or you could start to go down that creative path, and what you start now can develop into a huge way over the months and years ahead. It's a wonderful time for you guys to be moving into creative realms. This is also a huge period for children. Some big opening can happen with your child. Maybe they, you know, go off to college and open up the space, or you decide to have a child for the first time, or you adopt, or you get involved with a children's group or committee or charity. It's just a wonderful time to open up your world and see some true growth and protection around children. And then this is also the area of recreation. So it's a really big time for you guys to actually take that seriously and say, hey, you know, I want to have fun and I want to get involved in this. You might take up a new sport or join some new club or something that really opens up recreation for you. So all of this is moving forward. However, in this week ahead, on Monday the 10th, we have a very important emotional climactic play around these themes. And it's important because you need to take it seriously, because it's going to repeat by April 20th only on an enormous actual event-oriented level. So you want to look at what's emotionally coming up for you with your love life, your lover, your kids, your creative projects and recreation on Monday. And you want to look at the Uranus energy. It's going to try to shake something up or awaken something or get you to approach it differently. And it's really about being valued, or it's about your personal income flow, or it has to do with your possessions or a purchase. And Pluto is in opposition on this day, so there's something profound and deeply evolving and changing here that is tied into your aspirations or involves a friend, a group, the internet, astrology, a charity, social networking, a party, your personal freedom or independence, an original idea or invention. So it's a lot, right? it'll make sense to you when you think about what's coming up on Monday. Really take note on what's going down, because, again, like I say, by April 20th, Jupiter squares Uranus, Jupiter opposes Pluto. They all lock into an alignment that is going to kind of really do some heavy-duty changes that will set the course of our direction going forward. So, again, I will repeat the dates one last time for anybody that didn't write them down in the beginning of the show. You can write down May of 1954 to June of 1955. The next time Jupiter was in Cancer was September of 1965 to September of 1966. The next time Jupiter was in Cancer was August 1977 to September 1978. The next time Jupiter was in Cancer, July 1989 to August 1990. And the last time Jupiter was in Cancer, July 2001 to August 2002. So you go back and you look at your life, and you look at the Jupiter themes I just gave for your sign, and you ask what was a big life marker that was changing, that was meant to set you off in some new growth-oriented direction? What opened up? And then note that is what's happening now in these months ahead, and you can work with that to take advantage of the best opportunities and to not get, you know, drowned in any of the obstacles or challenges that may be out there that would be repeaters of the last time you went through this. So that's it for you guys. That's all I have. It's Zoe Moon. Thanks for tuning in. I will be back next week with an informative show and hopefully no cough. I hope it's a great one. Love you guys. I'll see you next week.